It's time again for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of this year. Kim Zuniga shares stories with her mother, Judy Kraft, an admittedly extraordinary grandma. Kraft was born in 1939, the seventh of nine children.
Mother would take the girls shopping to Salt Lake for their school clothes and for Christmas, you know, and we'd stay at the old Moxham Hotel in Salt Lake City, and she would just walk our legs off, you know. She wore her girdles and nylons and high heels shopping. And when we'd get through for the evening, I can remember going back to the Moxham Hotel, and she would be having her feet in the sink soaking because they hurt so bad. But you didn't pass up a bargain. She would, if you saw something you wanted at the first store, you didn't buy it then. You went to all the stores.
Well, do you want to talk about your marriages or mostly about your kids?
Had four great kids from two marriages. So I don't regret the marriages, but I do not have good taste in men. It was in 1980 I started for the Highway Patrol and worked there 27 years. In the meantime, I needed more than one income, so I got a job with KNU Radio. So I would go to get the news, go home and write up the story, and phone them at 7 o'clock the next morning. Then I'd go to work at the Highway Patrol at 8. Dispatch was right next to me, and if there was a wreck or anything, I knew about it.
Yeah.
So then I could write it up that night. And
so that worked as your second income.
That was the second, basic second income.
Mm-hmm.
And I also spent time waiting tables at Bud's. It was called Bud's Sportsman's Lounge. And also bartending there.
Basically, at one time, you had three or four jobs.
I took in some ironings. I think we got 10 cents an article. Babysat quite a bit, off and on. And cleaned houses on Saturdays.
What are you most proud of?
Oh, I guess my children and grandchildren, you know, the legacy I'm leaving behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When my first grandson was born, when he was about 10, I thought, well, it'd be nice to just take him on a little vacation and get to know him on a one-to-one level. So I started with Josh, and I gave him a little instant camera and $20 when he got in the car. And it was always a two-night, three-day trip. And it was such a eye-opener as to how, through the years, as I took each grandchild, which ended up being 10, see how they spent that $20, whether they spent it on themselves, or whether they got mementos for their families, or whether they saved it and just took it home.
Uh-huh.
And had me buy their ice cream cones and everything else, you know. It was really interesting.
You watch your youngest granddaughter a couple days a week.
Yeah, Zoe, 6 years old. And her dad and mom mentioned one day that, well, maybe it's too hard on grandma to tend her. I said, don't you dare take that little girl away from me. She's keeping me young.
If the car leaves the driveway, you want to be in it. Whatever there is to do, you want to be in it.
No matter whose car it is or where it's going, I want to be in it.
Yeah.
And I've got a granddaughter that first came up with the FOMO. She said, Grandma, you're a FOMO. And I said, what's that? She says, fear of missing out. And it's true.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
That's your motto.
That's my motto.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.